रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 35 36 विल बी फिनिशिंग द 16 चैप्टर टुडे प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी आई ट्राई टू गो स्लो यो वै ममता वीरम आसुर वंश राज्ञाम
यो वे ममता वीरम असुर वंश राज्ञाम
यो वै ममाति भिरम यो वै ममाति भरम आसुर वंश राज्ञाम
यो वे ममाति भरम असुर वंश राज्ञाम
अक्षौहिणी शतम अपनुदात आत्मतंत्रः अक्षौहिणी शतम अपनुदात आत्मतंत्रः अक्षौहिणी शतम अपानुदत् आत्मतंत्रः
अनुतंत्रः आत्मतंत्रः
त्वां दुहस्थं ऊनपदं आत्मनि पौरुषेण त्वां दुष्टं ऊनपदं आत्मनि पौरुषेण संपादयन यदुषु रम्यम अभिभ्रत अंगम
संपादयन
यदुषु रम्यम अभिभ्रत अंगम
अंगम
या हीहु
हीहु
वाई सर्टेनली
सर्टेनली
मामा माइन
माइन
अति भरम
Too burdensome.
Asura Vamsha. Unbelievers. Ragyam.
Of the kings.
Akshauhini. One military division.
Shatam.
Hundreds of such divisions. Apanudat. Extirpated. Atmatantraha.
Self-sufficient.
Vam.
Unto you.
Duhastham. Put into difficulty.
Unapadam.
Divide of strength to stand. Atmani.
Internal.
Paurusheṇa. By dint of energy. Sampadayan. For executing.
Yadushu.
In the Yadu dynasty. Ramyam. Transcendentally beautiful. Abhibrat.
Accepted.
Angam.
Body.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O personality of religion, I was greatly overburdened by the undue military phalanxes arranged by atheistic kings, and I was relieved by the grace of the personality of Godhead. Similarly, you were also in a distressed condition, weakened in your standing strength, and thus He also incarnated by His internal energy in the family of the Yadus to relieve you. So please repeat. O personality of religion.
I was greatly overburdened.
By the undue military phalanxes. Arranged by atheistic kings. And I was relieved. By the grace of the personality of Godhead. Similarly,
You were also in a distressed condition.
Weakened in your standing strength. And thus,
He also incarnated
by his internal energy,
by his internal energy,
in the family of the Yadus,
in the family of the Yadus,
to relieve you,
to relieve you.
Purport. The Asuras want to enjoy a life of sense gratification, even at the cost of others' happiness. In order to fulfill this ambition, the Asuras, especially atheistic kings or state executive heads, try to equip themselves with all kinds of deadly weapons to bring about a war in a peaceful society. They have no ambition other than personal aggrandizement, and thus Mother Earth feels overburdened by such undue increases of military strength. By increase of the Asuric population, those who follow the principles of religion become unhappy, especially the devotees or devas. In such a situation, the personality of Godhead incarnates to vanquish the unwanted Asuras and to re-establish the true principles of religion. This was the mission of Lord Shri Krishna, and he fulfilled it. We go to the 35. Kava saheta viraham purushottamasya.
Kava saheta viraham purushottamasya.
Kava saheta viraham purushottamasya.
Kava saheta viraham purushottamasya.
Prema valoka ruchirsmita valgujalpai.
Prema valoka ruchirsmita Smita Valakula Jalamai
Jalpai
Sthairyam
Samanam Aharam Madhumanina Maninam
Sthairyam
Samanam Aharam Madhumaninam
Samanam Mahar Madhumaninam
Romotsavo Mamayad Angri Vitankitayaha
Romotsavam Mamam Yada
Angri
Vitankitayaha Vitankitaya.
Who therefore can tolerate word by word meanings on demand. Ka
Who
Va
either
saheta
can tolerate
viraham
separation
purush uttamasya of the personality of godhead
prema
loving
avaloka
glancing
ruchi rasmita
pleasing smile
Valgu jalpahe
Hearty appeals
Sthairyam
Gravity
Samanam
Along with passionate wrath Aharat
Conquered
Madhu
Sweethearts
Maninam
Women such as Satyabhama.
Roma Utsavaha. Hair standing on end out of pleasure.
Mama.
Mine.
Yat.
Whose? Angri.
Feet.
Vitankitayaha.
Imprinted with.
Who therefore can tolerate the pangs of separation from that Supreme Personality of Godhead? He could conquer the gravity and passionate wrath of his sweethearts like Satyabhama by his sweet smile of love, pleasing glance and hearty appeals. When he traversed my surface, I would be immersed in the dust of his lotus feet and thus would be sumptuously covered with grass which appeared like hairs standing on me out of pleasure. Wow. Purport. There were chances of separation between the Lord and his thousands of queens because of the Lord's being absent from home. But as far as his connection with earth was concerned, the Lord would traverse the earth with his lotus feet, and therefore there was no chance of separation. When the Lord left the surface of the earth to return to his spiritual abode, the earth's feelings of separation were therefore more acute. We take the last one. Tayor evam kathayatoh.
Tayor evam kathayatoh.
Prithvi dharmayostada.
Prithvi dharmayostada.
Parikshim parikshin nama rajarshai rajarshihi.
Parikshi nama rajarshi.
Prapta prachim saraswatim.
Prapta prachim saraswatim.
Tayo.
Tayo.
Between them.
Between them.
Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Kathayatoho.
Kathayatoho.
Engage in conversation.
Engage in conversation.
Prithvi.
Prithvi.
Earth.
Earth.
Dharmayo.
Dharmayo.
And the personality of religion.
And the personality of religion.
Tada.
Tada.
At that time.
At that time.
Parikshit.
Parikshit.
King Parikshit.
King Parikshit.
Naam.
Naam.
Of the name.
Of the name.
Raja Rishihi.
Raja Rishihi.
Is sent amongst kings.
Ascends amongst kings.
Praptaha.
Praptaha.
Arrived.
Arrived.
Prachim.
Prachim.
Flowing towards the east.
Flowing towards the east.
Saraswatim.
Saraswatim.
River Saraswati.
River Saraswati.
Translation. While the earth and the personality of religion were thus engaged in conversation, the saintly king Parikshit reached the shore of the Saraswati river, which flowed towards the east. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yo Vai Mamati Bharam Asuravam Sharagyam Akshahini Chatam Apanadata Apanudat Atmatantraha Tvam Duhastham Unapadam Atmani Paurushena Sampadayan Yadushu Ramyam Abhibrat Angam. O personality of religion, I was greatly overburdened by the undue military phalanxes arranged by atheistic kings, and I was relieved by the grace of the personality of Godhead. Similarly, you are also in a distressed condition, weakened in your standing strength, and thus he also incarnated by his internal energy in the family of the Yadus to relieve you.
Kava saheta viraham purushottamasya prema valoka ruchirasmita valgu jalpai hai thairyam samanam aharam madumani nainam romo savo mamayad angri vitankitayaha.
Who therefore can tolerate the pangs of separation from that Supreme Personality of Godhead? He could conquer the gravity and passionate wrath of his sweethearts like Satyabhama by his sweet smile of love, pleasing glance and hearty appeals. When he traversed my surface, I would be immersed in the dust of his lotus feet and thus would be sumptuously covered with grass which appeared like hairs standing on me out of pleasure.
Tayor evam kathayatoho prithvi dharamayos tada parikshin nama rajarishihi prapta prachim saraswatim.
While the earth and the personality of religion were thus engaged in conversation, the saintly king Parikshit reached the shore of the Saraswati river, which flowed towards the east. Now we come to the end of this chapter, titled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. So here, Mother Earth is replying to dharma, personality of religion. So it's such a, you know, whenever there is a discussion about Krishna, the whole discussion becomes pleasing, you know. When we discuss among ourselves, sometimes we share some pleasing things also, but mostly it is, you know, disturbance. Mostly we talk to somebody because we want to talk to that person. To either chastise that person, correct that person, or have some complaint about somebody else, you know. That's all we do most of the time, you know. That's why it is recommended that whenever two people meet, especially when two devotees meet, they should stop the gram katha and have only Krishna katha, you know. Many times we get entangled in this gram katha, like in we say in India, in a panchayat. We have so many things about so many things, you know, like. So here we see, you know, they are not wasting time in asking. Okay, so he, of course, as an etiquette, you can ask, how are you? How is going on? How is everybody in the family? That's what we do, right? Even on phone. Now, of course, unlimited calls have come and so many things are there. But earlier, I remember, you make a trunk call or STD call to somebody, and then you say, okay, how's Mamaji? His Mamaji is alright. So he'll just say, can I speak to Mamaji? And they say, Mamaji, how are you? You're alright? I mean, he's already asked. You're alright? And then he will say, yes, yes, yes. Then he will ask, how about you? You're alright? No? So this will go on. Then they will call the Mamiji and this. Everybody comes and talks. And the person who is holding the phone, he knows that the meter is running. And what are you talking? So that's how it used to be, right? Now we have no problem. We can keep on asking the same question 1,000 times, you know. How's everybody? You know, and then okay, fir aur kya? And then aur kya has no meaning, you know, like, because or nothing. Okay, still we keep on asking. So because we don't have the topic, the point is that, you know, we want to talk, but now what do you talk about? Okay, ladies will talk, they may ask, you know, what did you make today? You know, my dal, you know, that become a little too salty, you know, something like that, you know. Instead, we discuss Krishna Katha, the same thing. What did you make for Krishna today? Immediately the attention will be a little more, oh, okay, you made like that, I will try next time, you know. Or what is the dress today, Krishna, you know, then, and you have now facility, webcam, immediately, okay, this is how. I remember when we were young, you know, we used to dream about that. Somebody said there will be phones and you can see each other. You know, we used to say, how can that be possible? You know, I'm sitting here and the voice is okay, but now you see, technology is there. And that's how we are able to, just an example, we are able to read Bhagavatam together. Everybody is sitting in their home nicely. Don't have to even sit near the computer. You know, sometimes you can be doing other things and still can watch. So, but when you are watching something related to Krishna, then it becomes that much more pleasing, right? So imagine when Krishna was present, how much more pleasing it must be. You know, like we go to the temple to have darshan, and through the archa vigraha, we take the darshan. Sometime we don't get enough time, you know. Some temples, they will be rushing you. You can't have darshan, proper darshan also, you know, you can't even stand there. So you just go, like that. And you imagine Dwarkavasis, every day they are having Krishna's darshan. Not one or two, 16,000 Krishnas, they go to different Krishna's houses and there Krishna is there, doing a different role with a different queen. So here, very interestingly, Mother Earth says that, first of all, of course, she talks about this Akshahuni. You know, when the Mahabharata war took place, the armies, the one brigade is called as Akshahuni. And then so many hundreds of Akshahuni were involved. So that's how they calculate that some 690 million people involved in the war. It's It's amazing. We can't imagine that now. So, she is reminding Dharma that you are also in distress condition. You know, religion was in trouble when these kings were misbehaving. All the Kauravas and the Kamsa and all these people, they were the really bad elements. And that's why she calls Parikshit Maharaja Raja Rishihi. He is a king and also but a saintly king. I keep talking about this all the time, if you remember. So, Prabhupada says in his purport that asuras want to enjoy even at others' cost, isn't it? All these multinationals, big companies, they enjoy at our cost, right? They think that we are happy, but they are more happy because they get 150% profit. And we become a little happy because, you know, we buy some product and, you know, that happiness is only for some little time. So, that's why Mother Earth saying that all these military akshahunis, they are burdens, you know. Like we say in Hindi, somebody is not good, he says, bojh on dharti, you know, right? He's a load. He's a waste, he's a load. But here, Mother is accepting the fact that because of Krishna, although these kings were there, I was still okay. Why? Because Krishna walked on me. He left his footprints on my body. And so, it's said here that although Krishna was giving pleasure to all his queens, but Mother Earth is putting herself even above them. She says, okay, they were there, he was there, but he will be there with some time and then he will not. But with me, you go to Dwarka or you go to Hastinapur, every time he is walking on me, but he is leaving his footprints on me. So there is no chance of separation. But she says, now I am really having separation, because, you know, the more you get attached, the more is the separation. Sometimes the mothers, they get attached to the children so much that if the child is left for some reason somewhere, the mother is not at all able to enjoy anything wherever she is. Her whole mind is there in the child, you know. And how this happens? It's very, very amazing, the relationship between mother and child. One time, Sachidananda Maharaj, you know, is a nice sannyasi in our movement. He told an incident, you know, that a couple went to meet him, you know, his disciples, husband and wife. And they were inside his room, you know, which is like isolated someplace. And they were discussing something about, you know, they had some problems in between them or whatever. And suddenly the mother didn't say anything. She just got up and rushed out, you know. She just rushed out. And Maharaj felt, in a way, he says, I felt insulted that what is this? They come to take my advice and they have no respect, you know. Simply she runs away. She doesn't even say, excuse me. She doesn't pay her obeisances. No dandavat, no nothing. Simply goes. So Maharaj says, I become disturbed. And after some time, she came back. And then she said, I'm sorry, Maharaj, you know, like she asked. So, he said, I asked her, what was going on, you know, how you behave like that? She said, you know, my child was crying. He wanted my attention, so, you know, I just couldn't wait. And Maharaj says, but I didn't hear anything. He asked her husband, did you hear any sound? I don't hear. When the child cries, you hear. And he's in some third, fourth room. How do you? There are so many doors in between and wall and so on. And the mother was surprised. She says, you didn't hear? She said, I heard. I heard and I rushed. And then Maharaj, understood. And then he took that opportunity and told them that If you love Krishna like this, like you are now attached to your child so much, if you get attached to Krishna, you imagine what will be your life. Your life will be nothing but bliss, 24/7. And they realize, that's the point is that this attachment, when it is too much, then a little separation also creates big problems. And here, mother knew that she is going to be away from Krishna till he comes back again, next day of Brahma, which is like it's few trillion years. So then, I like that example of, you know, the grass grown is like a hair on our body, you know, when they stand up when we are excited, romancha. So the mother says all this grass stood up when Krishna was walk, you know, like they're excited. So every living entity has a relationship with the Lord. That's the message. So thank you very much. Hopefully we'll start the next chapter tomorrow. And I'd like to stop here. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.